Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We've all spent hours searching for hidden equipment, armor, and weapons in our favorite games. These weapons can be unlockable rewards for completing quests, or maybe purchased for insane amounts of in-game currency. But sometimes it's not just the grind that makes these hard to get hold of. In fact, there are plenty of video game weapons that you've probably never even seen. So I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 10 video game weapons you probably never found. 10. The Golden Gun. GoldenEye 007. You may remember that in this classic Bond movie, The Man with the Golden Gun, villain Francisco Scaramanga brandishes the shiny pistol as his weapon of choice. This iconic item is actually obtainable in the Nintendo 64 game GoldenEye 007, but you can only get it via a specific puzzle on a bonus level you may never have found in the first place. During the final bonus mission, players will come across a tiled room where a golden gun sits within a glass case on a pedestal. If you don't step on the tiles to reach the pedestal in the correct order, the gun will be locked in its case and remain inaccessible, as well as triggering drone guns to emerge from four alcoves and try to take you out. If you walk a specific route to the weapon, you'll be able to take it, though, but there are no hints or clues as to the correct walking pattern, meaning most players are none the wiser. The golden gun is capable of killing almost any enemy in the game with just one shot, although it does need to be reloaded every time you fire it. 9. Cluckshot. Gears of War 3. Gears of War is a franchise that we know has a pretty serious tone. Contrary to the established tone, though, Gears of War 3 provides an absurd weapon easter egg that many players didn't realize even existed. The weapon in question is the Cluckshot, a variation on the Boomshot grenade launcher that fires exploding chickens. There are a couple of ways you could have gotten Marcus Fenix's meaty mitts on this gun, and the easier one is during the first chapter of the first act of the game. After raising a platform near a wall with graffiti, you can hop over a barrier to find a dead Gear with the Cluckshot weapon next to him, and then you just grab that bad boy. The second opportunity to grab this chicken launcher is more complex and is available during Act 4 of Chapter 1 on insane difficulty. Following a lengthy series of events to trigger an easter egg, a chicken wearing a pirate hat will fly around in a plane made of ammo crates, dropping four cluckshots for you to cause chaos with. 8. Chain Chomp. Bayonetta 2. The Bayonetta series is no stranger to absurd weapons, outfits, and characters. If you were brave enough to work your way through the hardest difficulty mode of Bayonetta 2, you would be rewarded with the iconic Chain Chomp weapon, based on the Mario enemy. When the weapons dealer Rodan gives you this weapon, he'll appear nervous and remark that the weapon is strong and uncontrollable, and that's how you know it's good. The Chain Chomp is attached to Bayonetta's leg, and she'll attack enemies by swinging it around, with the metallic orb occasionally biting down on enemies to deal heavy damage. Curiously, this is the only weapon in the entire game that cannot be equipped to your hands, and its wide, sweeping moveset can be useful for crowd control in tight situations. If you never got your hands on the weapon when Bayonetta 2 originally released, or you don't fancy taking on the difficulty mode, you can actually scan a Bowser, Bowser Jr., Goomba, Boo, or Koopa Trooper amiibo on the Nintendo Switch version to unlock it at any time. 7. The Colt Peacekeeper Revolver, Battlefield 1. The Battlefield series is known for its easter eggs, with elaborate clues for you to find across both the single and multiplayer modes. One fantastic but little known easter egg provides you with a unique sidearm called the Peacekeeper. This will require doing a complex set of activities, starting with the deciphering of 8 unique Morse code messages, meaning you can't simply look them up online as they'll be different for you. There are then several other stages set across 6 different maps, meaning most players probably never unlocked this weapon even if they knew it existed, because it's just too damn effort heavy. The weapon has some unique animations and a pretty high damage output, although it's definitely not powerful enough to warrant the excessive effort you need to put in to get your hands on it. The in-game description of the Peacekeeper states that according to some, it's the greatest handgun ever made, which is thought to be a direct reference to Metal Gear Solid character Revolver Ocelot. 6. Hadouken, Mega Man X. We're all familiar with Ryu from Street Fighter's signature move, thrusting his hands outward to launch a wave of energy at opponents whilst exclaiming his signature phrase, Hadouken. What many of us didn't realise, however, is that this ability is actually obtainable in another classic Capcom series, Mega Man. Specifically in Mega Man X, this move is pretty hard to unlock, meaning many of us were totally oblivious to its existence. In the Armored Armadillo stage, players must dash to a specific ledge after riding on a floating platform. Providing Mega Man made it to this ledge with full health, the player must jump to their death in the adjacent pit exactly 3 times, and then the upgrade capsule will appear, granting you the iconic Street Fighter move. That doesn't sound too complicated, right? Well, there are actually a number of criteria that you have to meet before even attempting this, such as having defeated all 8 bosses, fully upgrading your health, and collecting all other ability upgrade capsules. Once you do have the move, it can only be used with full health available, and the controls are the same as the original Street Fighter. 5. The Hand Cannon, Dead Space 2. The Dead Space series absolutely terrified us with its grotesque, multi-limbed, parasitic aliens. However, in contrast to this reputation of scares, in the second game there's one very silly weapon that can be unlocked to bring a little light into this dark affair. If you were to complete the already fairly difficult Dead Space 2 on the hardest mode, you'd be rewarded with a comical red foam hand that Isaac wields like a gun. The absurd weapon features infinite ammunition and will instantly kill enemies, resulting in all of their limbs becoming dismembered simultaneously. Curiously, the hand cannon's melee damage is equal to its primary and secondary fire, meaning you can smack the necromorphs to pieces with ease. There's something about this final unlockable weapon that takes away all the horror from Dead Space 2, which many of us have never got to experience. 4. Excalibur 2, Final Fantasy 9. Final Fantasy IX features a series of iconic characters, settings, and stories. While there are many weapons and abilities that your party can equip, there is one item that is the most powerful in the game, but it's extremely difficult to unlock. In order to receive the powerful sword Excalibur II, you must reach the final dungeon of the game in 12 hours or less, which is an extremely difficult feat considering it usually takes around 40 hours to reach this point. On the original release, cutscenes were not skippable and took up around 35 minutes, which led players to using various tricks such as ejecting the disc during the cinematics to stop the in-game timer. The Steam release allows you to skip cutscenes as well as disable random encounters, which means it's easier than ever to get your hands on this legendary blade. If accomplished, the Holy Elemental Sword is granted and can only be equipped by Steiner, featuring a glowing turquoise blade and a golden hilt. Dealing 108 damage, the Excalibur 2 is a formidable weapon that will see Steiner easily dispatch enemies. 3. Silver and Gold Pipe, Silent Hill 3. Silent Hill as a series is no stranger to weird secrets and Easter eggs, but this one is perhaps lesser known than more goofy things like the UFO abduction or the dog ending. To get this Easter egg weapon, you must have completed Silent Hill 3 once already, then begin a new game and make your way to the sewer section. Here you can use the standard pipe weapon on a section of the water, and you'll be greeted by a fairy. The fairy asks you a series of questions, and if you answer them truthfully, she'll offer you a silver and gold variation of the standard steel pipe weapon. After all of this though, the gold and silver pipes are actually weaker than the original weapon, which makes them almost completely useless. Protagonist Heather will have some unique comments about the pipes, claiming that she could sell the gold one for money or use the silver one against werewolves, but at the end of the day, that's pretty much the only value it adds. Most of us would never have stumbled across this bizarre secret, but you're not missing much. 2. Onion Knight, Final Fantasy X. Sticking with Final Fantasy, the 10th entry took the series into a modern age, featuring enhanced 3D environments, visuals, and full voice acting. An epic, emotional story with a charismatic cast of characters quickly cemented this title as yet another classic in the iconic JRPG franchise. The game features many weapons and items, but none are more tedious to unlock than the Onion Knight celestial weapon for Lulu. This bizarre doll weapon is present in previous Final Fantasy games, but is by far the most difficult to unlock in Final Fantasy X. In order to gain access to the Onion Knight, you must go to the Thunder Plains area of the game and dodge 200 lightning bolts in a row without being hit. This is difficult enough, but with no in-game counter for how many you've dodged, it becomes a nightmare scenario of trying to keep count whilst simultaneously avoiding being struck. The weapon is very powerful, and when fully upgraded, it provides Lulu with a range of useful abilities. But that's only if you can stomach the lightning dodging antics required in order to receive it. 1. The Wabbajack, The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. Oblivion remains one of our favourite open-world role-playing games to this day, and it's crammed full of unique weapons, spells, and equipment for players to find throughout its sprawling fantasy setting. One such weapon many of us will not have stumbled across, as it requires you to find Sheogorath's shrine and then embark on a quest for the Dyadric Prince of Madness. Upon reaching the statue, Sheogorath will speak to the player and ask them to carry out a prophecy about the end of the world and the settlement of Borderwatch. After completing the quest, you're rewarded with the Wabbajack, Wabbajack, a Daedric artifact staff with an amusing ability. When used on a creature, the Wabbajack will transform them into another random creature for 30 seconds, which surprisingly causes them no damage at all. It may even act as a hindrance, because you could transform a rat or a deer into an ogre, which would pose much more of a threat. Whilst it is pretty much completely useless because of its unpredictability, it is certainly hilarious to run around turning goblins into sheep, even if it doesn't last very long.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.